Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Boy, oh boy, am I excited to get back to it today. Plenty of sound, plenty of stories. I don't know if you guys saw the cover of the New York Post. Big picture of Andrew Cuomo. And there's a story in there talking about blood money, a.k.a. the money he made from his book. His book about how well he handled the pandemic. The pandemic was still going on when he wrote it. And yeah, he made a lot of money. Finally, that's the great part about May is that everyone's, you know, financial disclosures are finally coming out. Turns out he made a good deal of money. And I thought, well, the person who wrote this piece that's on the cover of the New York Post, her name is Janice Dean. And I sent her a direct message. I said, Janice, would you come on today at 1 o'clock and talk about this? She said, yes, I will. So we have that going for us at 1 o'clock. I'm so excited. I mean, she, out of all the people who feel vindicated on a day like today, she's got to be top five. And then we also have a lot to talk about in regards to masks and Dr. Fauci, Rand Paul, speaking of feeling vindicated, and all that good stuff. I mean, we also have a new segment today, regrets. I've had a few. We will get to that. Maybe some other, little nuggets along the way. But what I want to start with is a video. And Howie told me this today. He said there's a great video of a fourth grader from Florida who was lecturing his teachers and explaining why he hates masks. And I thought, okay, I'll check it out maybe later. And then I happened to listen to it and I thought, oh, I got to start the show with this. I mean, when you think about how nerve-wracking public speaking is for most people, then you figure out this kid's in fourth grade and he makes a more cohesive argument than most people could make in their 40s. His name is John. He's from Felix A. Williams School in Martin County, Florida. And he's just explaining how insane and hypocritical these mask rules are. Because now all the adults are able to walk outside and go into buildings without their masks on, but the kids can't. And I was watching Fox News over the weekend, and Peter Hegseth said his kids come home, because I'm sure they're at New York schools. He said the masks they have on their faces are disgusting. He said snot, food, everything's in there. And they have them covering their nose and their mouth all day long. You want to talk about gross. You want to talk about not healthy. And this boy starts explaining how sad it makes him. And then he throws some teachers under the bus, which is great. Because what 10-year-old or however old he is doesn't want to throw their teachers under the bus once in a while and say, hey, you guys yell at me a lot. Now it's my turn. So let's play this. And I'm going to open up the lines right away today because we do have a guest at 1 o'clock. But before that, I want to talk about this. And then I also do want to talk about how Fauci is now basically admitting that everything he did was for optics. Not that we even had to have him admit that, but it's still pretty rich. All right, but let's start. This 10-year-old is roasting his teachers. Cut 15, please.
I just turned 10 years old and I am a fourth grader at Felix A. Williams. I expected school to be a little bit different in the beginning, but I didn't think it would stay this way all year long. And I was surprised by the rules. A lot of them didn't make any sense to me, like the fact that we were not allowed to play on the playground or have student council or turn to face each other at lunch. And we also have to wear masks outside at PE and on track. I love my school and all, but my teachers seem really stressed, and that makes me feel bad. One teacher walks around with a clipboard full of referrals for any student whose mask isn't on properly. It makes me feel scared. That same teacher yells at us having our masks down to drink water while we are outside in car line. She told us we had to wait until we were in our parents' car to have a drink of water. She had her mask down the entire time while she was yelling at us, which makes me and all my friends very mad. This happens a lot. And it seems unfair teachers take their masks off while they yell at us kids and that we need to pull ours up. I asked my mom if there is a word for this, and she said there is. Hypocrisy.
Yes, John, the word is hypocrisy, and you're about to experience it for the rest of your life. And the best examples you will find are Democrats. They'll show you more hypocrisy than you even care to know. What a great job. And it's not over yet, but I love how he points out the double standard. Because it is not lost on people. And it's not just the difference between, you know, students and teachers, but it's the nonsensicalness of, you know, being on a plane and being able to pull your mask down if you have a bag of peanuts in your hand, but not if you don't. Like, people are very aware that none of this makes any sense. And it's become just an optical thing to make people feel good. And these kids, you know, they're learning at a very young age that a lot of adults are stupid and a lot of the people who make the rules have no idea what they're doing. And that is actually, and I'm not one to say there's a ton of silver linings to this thing, but that's good. I'm glad they're all going to be little skeptical, hopefully skeptical Republicans as they get older. Cut 16.
Wearing a mask all day makes me feel really tired and gives me really bad headaches. My mask also sticks to my face when it's really hot, and it makes it hard to breathe. I feel like I can't catch my breath, and that makes me feel claustrophobic and anxious. It's really stressful. I finished taking all of my FSAs, and I had a hard time focusing with a mask on. A few weeks ago, I ran into my teacher outside of school. She didn't even recognize me because she's never seen my face before. But I knew it was her because she sits at her desk a lot without a mask on. I know my teacher has asthma and everything, but I understand why it's hard for her to wear a mask. And I think she should have that choice. But I should too. I have allergies and I feel really anxious with my face covered. But I'm not allowed a mask break like her. It seems unfair. All this seems unfair and it doesn't make sense.
Can we give this kid a Profiles in Courage award? We need to start our own Profiles in Courage. For heroes like this, John from Felix A. Williams, 2024. This kid is just, he's pointing out all of the insanity. And I agree with him about having the mask on. And then if you are prone to anxiety or claustrophobia, it really can be kind of triggering. And I don't mean to sound like a woke safe space person, but it can be. I mean, it's a lot of times if you are an anxious person, what's the first thing people say to you? Deep breaths, take deep breaths. You know, if you get nervous about something, deep breaths, deep breaths. If you have a panic attack, take a nice deep breath. It's hard to do that when you have a dirty rag on your face all day. So for lots of little kids who are already nervous about being in school or maybe, you know, friends or whatever their issues are, it doesn't help that they can't breathe. And then the other part of it I want to say is how sad that his teacher didn't recognize him. And how brilliant that he pointed out he recognizes her because she goes sans mask in the classroom. This kid, first of all, what an awesome job. But second of all, his voice is adorable. Makes me anxious. I mean, how does that not just break your heart listening to that?
I did pick up, he has kind of the same speech patterns as Jen Psaki, which says more about Psaki than it says about John.
I disagree, Jared. I think this kid is a great public speaker, and I totally commend him for having the bravery.
Oh, absolutely.
To do this. It's I don't know if I'd be this brave. And we've seen a lot of parents do this, like kind of have a moment in the spotlight, which is great, and I highly encourage that. But it's, you know, it's one of those things, it's going to go viral. People like me are going to play it and talk about it and have a laugh at how this kid is kind of pointing out the double standards. But it is heartbreaking. I mean, there's no question about it when you hear this kid. They should not be dealing with this. And the mother in Georgia, we'll pull up all these because there's been some great cuts of regular people voicing what so many people feel. But the mother in Georgia at one point said this was never their burden to bear. It was a blessing that kids don't transmit this easily. It was never their burden to bear, and we made it their burden. We took a blessing and we disregarded it. And we've ruined a year for these kids, which is unthinkable and unacceptable, and it's just heartbreaking. That's the only word I can really think of. Let's finish this. Cut 17, please. This is John from Felix A. Williams School.
I miss seeing people's face. I miss the way things used to be. I'm scared they'll never go back to normal.
Yep.
Breathing freely doesn't seem like something we should have to ask any other people for permission for. Please make masks optional. Today it would be so awesome to end the school year on a really happy note like that. Thank you for your time.
Yep, I totally agree. So John doesn't feel that you have to earn your right to smile at your fellow Americans, like Joe Biden said. It well said. He's absolutely right. And he gets the Curly Profiles in Courage Award. It's not as prestigious as the other ones, but this is the first time we're giving it out to John from Felix A. Williams. Guys, I'm looking up right now at the Fox TV here. It says Cuomo makes millions off book despite COVID deaths. They're talking about Janice Dean's latest op-ed in the New York Post. I cannot wait to interview her later, so make sure you stay tuned for that. I want to take your calls. When you hear this sound, what do you think? Do you think it's over? Do you think that this, all these mandates they're making now for these kids to have them on at camps and at school, that's got to end soon. I got to assume. I mean, I saw a picture of Joe Biden the other day walking out without a mask on. None of the adults had masks on because now they're panicking. The internal polling must just be, whew, must be something to see. So they all walk out without their masks on to, you know, send a message that, you know, the masks are done. You know, sure, there's gas lines and, you know, there's a lot of violence right now with Israel, Palestine, and the world's kind of falling apart. But you don't have to wear your mask, so you should be happy. And they all don't have their masks on. And one of, I think it was like Biden's grandson, who was probably 7 or 8, had his on. It's just, Chris DeGaulle said it really well. He said, you know, it's like partaking in child abuse. Making these kids wear these masks is absolutely insane. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. I got an email from a customer yesterday, a listener, and he said he's just loving this thunderstorm. He cannot get enough of it. And Jared, I know that you struggle with allergies, but the mailroom manager does too. So what she's been doing is just putting these on in the office all day, and it really does help.
Yeah, I have been clear and easy breathing in the office, which is fantastic. So thank you to the mailroom manager for bringing the extra thunderstorms. It's great because it's actually clean air. It's not just covering up things. It actually cleans, purifies the air around you and gets rid of any allergens like pollen or pollutants, viruses, things like that in the air. Anything that can give you some irritation, it's just completely gone. Breathing easy in the office.
And it's a small device, but it's very powerful. You just plug it into the wall. You can use it in your car. It's great for everything, not just allergies, but for, you know, food smells if you cook in the kitchen, damp smells if you have pets. It works well with everything. You need the thunderstorm. And right now you can get it at its lowest price available. Just use code word GRACE and you'll save an additional $10 off the sale price and get free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner and put code word GRACE at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word GRACE. All right, 844-500-4242. Call in, let us know. We're going to play some Fauci on the other side. Once again, I always say this, but is that a tease? I don't know. It's good Fauci. It really puts him on the spot. And obviously a little bit of Senator and Dr. Rand Paul. Don't go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. She's got the voice of an angel.
I've been called the songbird of my generation, of people who've heard me.
It's Grace Curley.
Welcome back back, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Phone lines are already lighting up, which makes me so very happy to hear from you guys, especially on a day like today where there's a lot of parents who are still frustrated. And I think that as much as this good news is good news, and I never want to downplay good news, I love that the mask mandates are being lifted. I love that people like Charlie Baker are feeling the pressure from restaurants and from their constituency. But there is an element of this was all so avoidable, you know, and the faster they turn and the more they make a huge U-turn and flip on everything they were saying days ago, it really must for parents feel like, what the hell was this all about? You know, what changed in the last week? And don't tell me the science evolved. For the love of God, please do not tell me the science evolved. We know it evolved. The poll numbers, the internal polling of the Biden administration must have evolved downward. And, you know, there was probably some other things. They just had a very bad week of news. And so they decided that they would lift the masks. And yet these kids are now bearing the brunt of this because it's like the last hold of the masking is, oh, we'll keep the kids masked, which is insane to any rational person. Steve, you're next with Grace. Go ahead, Steve.
Grace.
Yeah, what's up?
Hi, Grace. You were right that kid should get an award, but maybe the Academy Award for reading the speech written by his mother. You don't think that somebody else wrote that for him?
Do you think he actually feels that way, though?
I'm sure that he probably does, but I think that he was coached, and you know, there's propaganda on both sides.
Yeah, I mean, it is nice to hear from a kid who has to wear a mask all day long at school when his teachers don't. I mean, I do like to know that, Steve. I'm sure someone helped him write it, but he still had to get up there and give the speech. I don't know if I could do that if I was a fourth grader, and I had
I'm
all
so
these.
Cynical.
Yeah,
with
no.
All this information that's coming out. I don't even believe four-year-olds now. Who do you believe?
Well, I mean, yeah, you can be skeptical. It's a good cut. I think it's going to resonate with a lot of kids and a lot of parents, and it's been a really hard year for them. And I think it's nice they have this young guy who's not afraid to speak his mind. Of course, someone probably helped him a little bit. I mean, that's the nature of the biz. You're not going to get up and give a speech off the cuff. He's not going to go off script like Dr. Rochelle Walensky. We all know how well that ends up. But he did a good job. I mean, you can't be that cynical, Steve. You gotta take the win sometimes. Robert, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, Grace, how you doing? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, you sound great. Go ahead.
All right. So I actually lived in Martin County for about 10 years. That school is in Jensen Beach. My son's elementary school, which is a couple miles down the road. We're not there now, but I've been hearing from friends and family down there that it really depends on your teachers or your school. Some of my friends say their kids go to school with no mask. The next county over, Okeechobee County, actually made it optional. You can pick and choose if you want to wear a mask. It's not a liberal county. It's more of a red county. So I don't understand the problem there. But God bless that kid, and God bless your show, Grace.
Thank you, Robert. I agree. I'm actually familiar with Okeechobee County. It does depend. And that's part of the frustration, too, is that, and we saw that from the beginning. You could be in one town, and you could go mask-free, and then you cross the line to the other town, and you got to wear a mask. I mean, it's okay to say that none of this makes any sense. And now they're admitting it. They're admitting it, which is both satisfying and at the same time incredibly frustrating. John, you're next with Grace and the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, John.
You know, how you doing, Grace? That kid was great. Good for you for playing that. You know, coronavirus, different versions of it, have been around since 1959. No one's denying that there isn't a coronavirus. I think you can have a radio show and an argument that it was possibly created to create problems. But nevertheless, it was used to get Trump, number one. Number two, it was used to force socialism. And number three, it was used to purchase a voting demographic for the Democrats. And the problem with the Democrats is Donald Trump. They never thought Trump was going to win, Grace. They never thought he was going to create and uncover the filth in politics.
Yeah, no, John, and here's the thing, is that there absolutely is a coronavirus, but where we're at right now, this is not about science, this is not about health, and that's the real point of it. We'll take more of your calls on the other side, 844-500-4242. It's Tuesday, and this is The Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
I miss seeing people's face. I miss the way things used to be. I'm scared they'll never go back to normal. Breathing freely doesn't seem like something we should have to ask any other people for permission for. Please make masks optional. Today it would be so awesome to end the school year on a really happy note like that. Thank you for your time.
I have to say, I love all my callers. I appreciate everybody, even if you have a different view than me. But the caller who just weighed in and said his parents wrote it for him, who cares? Even if they did, who do you think writes Joe Biden speeches? You think he's got those? You think he's jotting that stuff down himself? And let me tell you this, Steve, or whoever the caller was, this kid delivers a lot better than Joe Biden does.
Come on, man.
He gives a much more coherent speech. He knows, he understands what he's saying. He believes it. He's not directing anyone to vaccine.gum. Who cares if he had it written down? He didn't have a teleprompter in front of him with size 35 font. He's a fourth grader. I didn't expect to get so mad about that. But I mean, come on. The standards here are just out of control. So we have to applaud Joe Biden when he gets one number right. We're like, oh, he really is. He's so amazing. He is like Socrates. It's like the West Wing. He really is. He's Michael Sheen. He's something else. And then this fourth grader gets up, delivers a great speech, and it's like, meh. He probably had help from his mom.
Lord, I can say quite clearly.
Lord, help us. John, you're next with Grace on The Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Grace. Back to the mask thing for a minute. One of the things that really, really bothers me is that we have known for a year how dangerous and damaging the school closings are to children. We've known about the increased abuse, the sexual abuse, and to families in general. These shutdowns have been devastating. Alcoholism was on the rise last year, a year ago. We knew it was bad. We knew drug addiction and drug overdoses were rising. We could see suicides rising. And yet they insisted on keeping those schools shut down and businesses shut down. And that's one of the most maddening things of the whole thing, is it was so much of this was unnecessary.
Yeah. John, no, you're right. And I've had a lot of conversations with, you know, listeners, but especially with my mom. I talk to my parents a lot, which you guys all know. And that was my mom's major point. She said it was a lot of this was unnecessary. It was this pain that we inflicted on people, whether it was financial pain or emotional pain. And it didn't have to happen like this. And you know what? If we didn't have a Florida to look at, if we didn't have a Texas to look at, we might never know. We might say, listen, we had to do what we had to do. Otherwise, we would have had 400 million deaths or whatever number Biden comes up with. But the fact is that we have seen other places handle it differently. And it didn't end in doom. It didn't end in disaster. I think that's a great point. And I think that's the part of this that's really going to sting people for a long time. Is you know, if you feel like something is necessary, you can handle a lot. You can take a hit. But once you start seeing that it doesn't make any sense and that it could be avoided, that's when it gets really frustrating. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Follinsbee Inn, located on beautiful Kezar Lake in North Sutton, New Hampshire. That's Follinsbee Inn, spelled Follansbee. Go to follinsbeein.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Who will be the last mask standing?
All right, so this is a good poll question because over the last 48 hours, there's been a few holdouts. And Howie put it well yesterday. He said, this is separating the men from the boys. I don't think we can say that anymore. This is separating the old humans from the young humans. But there are a few people who are staying strong, who will not back down, who will not take off their masks. And Jared, let's go through the list and let's play any sound we have to explain to people what we're talking about.
So there is Mika Brzezinski.
This is the newest sound. This is what inspired this poll question.
Yes, low IQ Mika, as a certain former president called her. Here's what she had to say about masks and science.
I am working with a team here, and there is one person on the team who is not vaccinated. I'm wearing a mask around that person. You know, it is really, if you want to follow the science, then there are times you need to still wear the mask. And that's where I think it gets really confusing as we try and move forward as a country and put this pandemic behind us.
So Mika is an option. This was not any audio, but David Hogg, the one-time pillow magnate. Short term, David Hogg.
I can't believe he couldn't make more of a run of that. I thought that was going to be really an enterprise. David Hogg pillow enterprise. Yeah, this was his tweet on May 14th. I feel the need to continue wearing my mask outside, even though I'm fully vaccinated, because the inconvenience of having to wear a mask is more than worth it to have people not think I'm a conservative. So that is what you need to know if you plan on voting for David Hogg.
We also have Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, who somehow manages to look like both Beetlejuices at the same time.
Jerry.
She had this to say about masks.
I know for me personally, I'm going to continue to wear a mask in public, and I'm going to encourage others to do so. We've got to make sure that people are continuing to follow the public health guidance that has gotten us this far. And masks, I think, are a big and important part of that.
See, I'm not going to vote for her because if I've learned anything from watching The Face of Chicago for the last couple months, it's that she doesn't she doesn't stand for anything. She's just trying not to get the boot from the woke crowd. So I think she'll, you know, remember when people were out celebrating Joe Biden's win and she said, we just need some relief. She goes with the wind. So I don't think she's even in the running, but that's just my take. Of course, you guys can vote how you want.
All right. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy had this to say about going against the CDC.
We've been clobbered not once, but twice. We've lost over 26,000 people. We know the virus is more lethal indoors. And you're asking somebody who's at the hardware store working there or in a retail or a grocery store to make the judgment on who's vaccinated, who's not. We're not there yet. We're close. I think we're, you know, within a matter of weeks of getting to a better place.
Yeah, he's up there. Weeks,
yep,
is a good sign that he might be one of the last. But I really think this next one is the one that I think is going to win.
Yes, and Joy Reid, who said she was out jogging wearing two masks. Okay, that clip's not working, but Joy Reid said she was wearing two masks, well vaccinated, while jogging still.
Yeah, so I'm going to vote just based off the, and we will get that clip so you guys can understand. Joy Reid really is passionate about her mask wearing, and she at one point tweeted that she's still too scared to take, that was her phrasing, to take the mask off. I'm going to vote for Joy Reid. I think she really, 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 she has fully bought into this hook, line, and sinker. She's an anti-vaxxer in the sense that she clearly doesn't think the vaccine works or she'd take her mask off. And I don't know what her time-traveling hacker is telling her, but I think she's going to keep this mask on for, she's going to go the distance. That's how I'd put it.
Joy Reid is polling at 25%, good for second place. In first place, Governor Phil Murphy at 33%.
Governor Phil Murphy.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot polling at 22%, 14% for Mika Brzezinski, and 6% for David Hogg.
Yeah, I didn't even put Baker on there because he just seems like he's defeated. He is officially, you know, given up on this. Larry, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Larry.
Grace, love your show. I like the way you talk. We got to stop saying we, though, because it's not we. It's the liberals and all the people that have been, like the CDC before, and all CNN and everybody that scared everybody, and now we got this thing that nobody wants to take their masks off and stuff, and it's all people that didn't vote for Trump and things like that, and that's what they're doing now. They're continuing the election. In other words, we won. We're going to keep it going. We're going to go until you drop from it. And it's awful. So you've got to clarify that there's 75 million, 100 million, whatever it was, of the people that want. I can see it. I go to a store, and every one single person has a mask on. When are they going to give it up?
I know. It's a mindset at this point. It's virtue signaling, and I agree with you. We do have to stick together. Keep giving people the thumbs up. I say this every day. You see somebody without the mask on, encourage it. People need encouragement. It sounds goofy, I know, but it works. You got to keep letting people know this. You're doing the right thing. This is what you're supposed to be doing. You're following the science. All right. Now, I'm glad you brought that up, though, Larry, because I do want to talk about something here. Rand Paul had accused Fauci of, you know, partaking in pandemic theater back in March. And Fauci, whew, he was offended. He was hurt. He was clutching his pearls at this thought that this was theater, that he was a phony. How dare Rand Paul? I want to give you a little flashback, and then we'll fast it up till today. So let's start with cut 18. Rand Paul, please.
We don't have a prevalent of a variant yet. We're having one. Can I finish? We're having 117 that's becoming more dominant.
Policy based on conjecture.
No,
you
it,
have the
it isn't based on conjecture.
Variants, so you want people to wear a mask for another couple of years.
No,
you've been vaccinated and you parade around in two masks for show.
No,
you can't get it again. There's virtually 0% chance you're going to get it. And yet you're telling people that have had the vaccine, who have immunity. You're defying everything we know about immunity by telling people to wear a mask who've been vaccinated. No.
And let's go to cut 20.
There is no science to say we're going to have a problem from the large number of people being vaccinated. You want to get rid of vaccine hesitancy? Tell them they can quit wearing their mask after they get the vaccine. Okay. You want people to get the vaccine? Give them a reward instead of telling them that the nanny state's going to be there for three more years and you got to wear a mask forever.
And let's play cut 19 as well.
If you already have immunity, you're wearing a mask to give comfort to others. You're not wearing a mask because of any science.
I totally disagree with you.
Now, listen to Fauci. That was March, which, you know, I guess in Democrat years, or Democrat time, that was years ago. March, to me, seems like it was pretty recent, you know, to have this huge change in mindset. But Fauci back in March was saying, no, it's not theater. It's necessary that he wear this mask, that he walk around doubly masked, even though he was fully vaccinated. Listen to him today on Good Morning America, cut 6.
Well, you know, George, I'm obviously careful because, I mean, I'm a physician and a healthcare provider. I am now much more comfortable in people seeing me indoors without a mask. I mean, before the CDC made the recommendation change, I didn't want to look like I was giving mixed signals. But being a fully vaccinated person, the chances of my getting infected in an indoor setting is extremely low. And that's the reason why in indoor settings now, I feel comfortable about not wearing a mask because I'm fully vaccinated.
People seeing you looks like this feels like it was about optics, or as some people might say, theater. It feels like it was for show. Do you get what Rand Paul was trying to get at, Fauci? Do you agree? Are you sorry? Do you take back what you said? Of course not. This guy's never held accountable. And it's funny because the only reason he really switched it up was because there's been a lot of talk, speaking of Rand Paul, about gain of function and the money that was given to the Wuhan lab, whether or not it was the NIH or Dr. Fauci. And so he had to do a complete reversal on the masks. And now suddenly he's like, oh, well, you know, it's because I think people can officially see me. And that's the other part of this, too, is that they don't think you're stupid. They think you're really stupid. Oh, I'm fully vaccinated, but I'm going to wear a mask so that if you're not fully vaccinated, you remember that you should wear a mask. Because no one in America could compute, like, oh, okay, he's on TV now not wearing a mask because he got the vaccine. So maybe I'll get the vaccine. You know, we couldn't jump from step one to step two. We need Dr. Fauci, President Fauci, to put on a good front for us so we can understand. Do you see how stupid they think you are? And if you don't think that's stupid, listen to this headline from Politico. The Biden administration and teachers' unions are mounting a campaign to return American children to classrooms 5 days a week. They're the only people that have been keeping the kids out of the classrooms, and now they're mounting a campaign. Did you hear that, parents? Did you hear that? The Biden administration's here to help. They crush people, and then they want praise for when they stop crushing you. It's really odd. It's very odd. 844-500-4242. We will take a couple of calls before we get to Janice Dean in the 1 o'clock hour. Don't go anywhere. You're not going to want to miss this interview. It's going to be another bombshell. Janice Dean just she never disappoints, and she's fired up today, and I don't blame her. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.
You can call her late for dinner. Just don't call her Gracie. It's the Grace Curley Show. This is the Grace Curley Show.
You're telling everybody to wear a mask, whether they've had an infection or a vaccine. What I'm saying is they have immunity, and everybody agrees they have immunity. What studies do you have that people that have had the vaccine or have had the infection are spreading the infection? If we're not spreading the infection, isn't it just theater?
No, it's not.
You had a vaccine and you're wearing two masks. Isn't that theater?
No, that's not. Here we go again with the theater. Let's get down to the facts.
You want to get down to the facts, Fauci? You sure about that? You didn't seem too eager to get down to the facts when you were being asked about gain-of-function research. Just something I noticed. It's totally theater, and that has become very obvious. And it's also, it's crazy that Fauci has been able to make these predictions over and over again. They do not come true. They're false, thank God. Some of the predictions are really depressing, and he's wrong on all of them. And Dr. Rochelle Walensky, she predicted impending doom when Texas lifted the mask mandates. Biden called the governors, like Governor Greg Abbott and other governors like Ron DeSantis, Neanderthals. He said they have Neanderthal thinking. And that does, you know, you'd like to think people are smart enough to see through it and see the politics here. But a lot of people don't, and especially young people. Remember this girl? This was a girl from TikTok who was freaking out when Governor Greg Abbott lifted the mask mandates in Texas. And she made her own prediction, like Rochelle. She must have gone to the same medical school as Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Cut 14.
Governor Abbott has just lifted the mandatory mask mandate in the entire state of Texas. Now businesses are back at 100% capacity. So when there's a giant spike in our country, you're going to know exactly who to blame. You can say don't mess with Texas all you want. You know who can mess with Texas? The wrath of God. Viruses don't care about your weird state pride. Get over it.
Get over it. Get a grip is more like it. These people are out of their minds. All right, we will be back with Janice Dean. We're talking about blood money. And of course, we're talking about Governor Andrew Cuomo. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.
Tulips, yes.